Intel is throwing its hat into the reality ring. How the augmented reality headset they're working on distinguishes itself from heavy hitters in the VR game like Apple and Alphabet, and why it could make a killing in the market, coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. We've been hearing quite a bit about virtual reality these days, and not quite as much about augmented reality. Qintel, the chip giant, is developing a wearable headset offering augmented reality experiences that could have them moving ahead of the pack against startups and heavy hitters like Apple, Microsoft, and Google. Staff reporter for The Wall Street Journal based in San Francisco, Don Clark, has the lowdown on this story, and he joins us on the line now. Welcome, Don.
Hello.
So first things first, I want to ask you about augmented reality specifically. Some folks get a little confused between this and virtual reality. Can you briefly explain augmented reality and how it differs from VR?
Yes. So augmented reality, which is sometimes being called mixed reality these days, it's because it mixes the real world with the superimposed image. So, for example, you could be looking through glasses and see either text or images that seem to float in front of you, but you can still see the real world. So in virtual reality, you can't see anything in the real world. All you see is a 3D computer-generated thing, which has its merits, but you could walk into a wall if you were get virtual reality glasses on. So that's one of the major differences.
Right. We hear so much about this budding technology as far as virtual reality, augmented reality. The Oculus Rift, Alphabet, HTC all have their hats in this ring. Now, you know, we hear rumblings from Intel about an augmented reality headset. Can you explain a little bit about this headset and the technology involved in it?
I know that Intel is a component maker, and they want to get in on any new computing platform. They own the PC market computing platform through their chips, and they kind of missed the mobile platform. They're looking at both augmented and virtual reality as kind of the next big platform they want to get into. So they want to make sure that whatever people start selling, whatever technology comes out, they want to make sure their chips are in it. So one of the ways they do that sort of a thing is to make kind of prototypes and what they call reference designs so that they can help other people make, in this case, augmented reality glasses that would use their technology. Otherwise, they might go off and use competing chips. So Intel, besides processor chips, has a technology called RealSense, which is a 3D camera technology, and that's kind of an interesting kind of a wrinkle on all this technology, that it allows, kind of measures the space that you're in as you're walking around and measures the distances between things, and there's various cool impacts of that kind of a technology. And our sources tell us that Intel wants to combine that RealSense into an augmented reality design headset.
Wow. So a lot of companies are pouring money into this field. Is there any indication on the scope of Intel's spending in terms of acquisitions, in terms of investments?
We had an analyst estimate for us that they've invested $300 million to $500 million in equity investments and or acquisitions in the field. They bought a company called Recon Instruments, which is a company that's already selling kind of a sports glasses kind of a thing for people who are doing biking and extreme skiing and things like that, that it projects some of the data about your performance on a little display as you go around. So that's kind of one of the early stepping stones to augmented reality is kind of what you might call a heads-up display that displays a little bit of data. The Google Glass, when it was being talked about, is also sort of a heads-up display. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a stepping stone on the way to augmented reality. So they've already got a lot of in-house people, and they've bought some companies that are quite knowledgeable in this area.
Okay. Who else has irons in this fire? Who would be Intel's competitors at this point?
Well, they have many people. So, for example, Google has invested in a thing called Project Tango, which is basically an augmented reality kind of a situation that also involves sort of the 3D approach. So Google has mapped the physical world with its mapping technology. They want to be involved in this Project Tango to sort of help you find your way around the inside world. Like, for example, you know, they could put steps on the floor showing inside a mall where the bathroom is or something like that. They're a company that's involved. Microsoft has a project called HoloLens, and that's an augmented reality, which involves particularly sophisticated 3D kinds of projections in front of you that they are very high on. It's not quite clear whether Microsoft and Intel are competitors or maybe partners in this space. I think that very likely they could be working together.
Yeah, there seems like so many different aspects and facets to this technology all under the umbrella of whether it be virtual reality, augmented reality. So the ultimate question remains, will the market respond to these type products? It seems like the appetite is certainly there.
It certainly, in most of the talk has been about virtual reality because it seems like more of a consumer gaming fun kind of a thing.
Right.
But I think augmented reality actually is probably likely going to make a lot more money because, for one thing, people, at least initially or soon, because people can use this technology in work for things where they can have an immediate payback. For example, there's a company called Dacry, which has a smart augmented reality helmet. And basically using that, you know, if you were in an industrial setting, you could see things like whether a pipe was about to blow up because it was getting hot or various things like that. There's applications in business where this technology will pay for itself almost immediately. So they don't mind paying $15,000 for a helmet because it can save them lots of money if they don't have to put an engineer on a plane to come and see the thing you're looking at.
Wow. Don Clark, thanks so much for joining the podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the podcast. You can check out more tech podcasts and a wealth of others at wsj.com/podcasts and look for us on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher as well. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.